Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette's Bayer has a plan regarding election recalls. I'm Chris Sprinnell with your news.
But the difficulty will be getting these elected officials to actually put something in law, or at least on the ballot to become law, that might cost them down the road or some of their friends a job in government. So that's the hurdle. And there are reasons people don't want to be recalled. I understand that, but it's about accountability for me. So that's a long process. And I am going to pick up the ball and run with that process. We'll see how far we get. And when it comes to the floor, I will reach out to you and ask you to reach out to everybody you know around the state to get us 2/3 or more of the legislators to approve it.
Local legislator John Bayer is proposing a resolution that would make it easier to recall elected officials in Wyoming. House Bill 74 is being looked at in the state legislators' 2021 general session. Now, this bill would take a while to come forth. Bayer is a Republican from Gillette. Here he is talking about his plan.
All we're doing is asking to put something on the ballot in 2022 that will allow you to vote on a recall amendment to the Wyoming Constitution. So this resolution will go to the House, and then it requires a 2/3 vote to pass. So that's a big hurdle. 2/3 of the representatives will have to approve this for it to move on to the Senate. Then 2/3 of the Senate will have to approve it for it to go to the Secretary of State to be put on the ballot. So that's a pretty two big hurdles to get over. I think the third hurdle is actually probably not that big a deal. Once it's on the ballot, I think the people of Wyoming want this badly enough, it will pass without a great deal of difficulty.
Bayer's plan would give the citizens of Wyoming recall power via getting a certain percentage of signatures on a public petition. In cities with more than 4,000 residents or more, the petition must garner 25% of the population. Populations between 500 and 3,999 residents, the petition would need 35% of the population. If that happened within a certain time frame, a special removal election would transpire. Now, this is a long process and wouldn't happen until 2022. Hey, gang, it's freezing cold out with temperatures at negative something and wind chills even worse. Bundle up and cover up those ears and hands. Plus, drive carefully because the roads are still slick in certain areas. Okay, I'm done giving advice. Hey, were you listening to the show and you're like, hey, you know, I miss Chris Brennell's news and I want to hear it. Or maybe you heard the full report, but you want to hear him again because he's so cool and charming and awesome. Well, go to basinsradio.com. The full report is right there.